Okay, so we had been discussing what I call the Rambam's double inversion. I patented that expression. We'd be collecting royalties on it. Where Hilchos Mamrim, so he backwards the Mitzvah Saseh of Kibud and Mora. And first he talks about Klala and Hakaah. And even though the Torah puts Makeh Aviv Imam Hosyumas first, so the greater act of denigration and rebellion is Klala, and that's what the Rambam discusses first. The second point that we noted was the fact that there's no explicit Azhara in the Torah, and that we had to darshan it from Ibn Yanav based on three other places that the Torah prohibits klala, lo sekalu cheresh, which we're going to learn about today, which means any individual, and the Rambam's going to explain why would you single out the cheresh. Obviously, the pshat is that it's a particularly cruel thing to do. The person can't even hear you, and you're cursing him. The Rambam develops a second level of meaning in that. And Elohim lo sekalel is where the Rambam started, and we know that that's kind of an extension of Birkas Hashem, Elohim, and Elohim, the Dayanim are the Shluchei HaMakom, God's representatives in this world, and then V'nasi V'amcha lo sa'or, Nasi being both the Melech and the Rosh Yeshiva. So based on that binyanav, so we said if your father's a Nasi, so you'll violate four times, because of Losekal Cheresh and Aviv, and he's also a Dayan and Nasi. And if your father's a Dayan, so then it will be three violations, because it's your father, and it's Losekal Cheresh, Elohim Losekalel. If your father's just an average citizen, so then it's two violations, etc. Okay, so the Rambam says the following, He's Yiranami Lekal Ish Eze Sheyia Mi Yisrael, Hu Amaro Losekal Cheresh. Upamim yashimenu gemul beklalo v'cherufin levad v'sanuach bedaato b'shir ma'ashigi alimazik hezik v'osan amamarim v'achiruf. Upamim yainin yosar kasha v'lo sanuach osu atnua ad shetavideu mamono o tanuach bedaato shir ma'ashigi alami ke'ev v'ebod mamono. Upamim yainin yosar kasha v'lo tanuach ad shetinkam menu begufo mimine ha'akos v'chisaron ha'evarim. And then finally, Pamim Ya'in and Yoser Kasha, Velo Sanua Chatnua Shitikach Nefesh Hamazik, Veschelko Mina Metzios Vizoa Tachlus. Okay, so the Rambam says that when a person feels angry, and that's really the critical piece here, so sometimes they'll be driven towards Nekama. And that Nekama could be achieved through verbal assault, it could be achieved through physical assault, it could be achieved through murder. Pamim Tiatnua Sanefesh Ktana Levakasha Sa'onesh Hamazik. Underlined in my Rambam, Shetanuach Da'atam Bizehashir Meachatayim Akalim, Ve'afel Pisha Yeachote Bilti Yodea Bekaasam, Velo Yishma Becherufeim, Vula Ye Bedatenu Kibetachlis Mashanesar Lanu Klaulas Ishmi Israel. Kshia Shomea also, Lamasha Yisigemi Natsar Vakaev, Aval Klala Sacheresh, Achar Shalo Yishma, Velo Yechabo, Shalo Yebazachet, Hine Hodienu Shu Osir, Vihizri Mimenu Kiatera Lo Hikpida Beinin Hamakula Levad, Aval Hikpida Gamkin Beinin Hamakalil, Levad Kshahizir, Shalo Yagia Navshal and Nakama, Velo Yargil Lichos. So this is a very important point. The Rambam is saying there's sometimes a person will be angered, but he's not so angry that he needs to kill the other person, or to beat the other person, or to take away his money, or even to curse him in such a way that he hears him. But he just needs to curse him privately. You know, somebody cuts you off on the road, and you say that, fill in the blank. So that's what the Rambam says. That's the whole pshat in Lo Sekal Lo Cheresh. It doesn't matter whether or not the person hears you. It's obviously worse if the person hears you. But the Torah directed itself not just to the Mekulal, to the one who was cursed, but to the Mekalal. And said that you shouldn't allow yourself to develop these habits of anger and vengeance. And this is a very important point, because the Rambam Hilchos Deos, remember, tells us that kaas is something to be avoided, mina katzel al katzel. And it's something that you don't go for the middle ground, but you go all the way to the extreme. And that is, v'chein bali kabbalah heviyu raya al iser klalas kolishim yisrael me'amaro lo sekalel cheresh. And the Rambam goes on, from there. So again, you know, it's a very important point that the idea of klala really is reflective of a person losing control over their inner world. And even if it's a cheresh, it's somebody who's not, you know, in danger, you know, of being offended because he can't hear or he's in a different car and he cuts you off, but one is supposed to habituate one's soul towards more refined characteristics. So again, whether it's losakal or cheresh, or it's Elohim losakalel, whether it's nasi v'amcha losa'or, this creates the framework for mekalel ave v'ima mos yumas. And to conclude, you know, our week's limud, and then before we jump into the matter of Hakah, then we'll circle back to the Mishneh Torah, God willing, starting on Monday. You know, the fact is that the Rambam was obviously making a very important point, and that when one curses one's father, certainly there's an aspect of rebellion against an authority figure like Nasi V'Amcha and Ohim Lo Sekalel, but also Lo Sekalo Cheresh, that instead of feelings of anger and vengeance directed towards one's father, the overwhelming feeling should be one of gratitude. Cursing one's father in that respect is a grave matter indeed. Okay, so we'll hold it up there.